here's a story from The World.
Catalonia, the region in the northeast part of Spain, has become a COVID-19 hotspot. The Delta variant is the reason. The European Union now recommends against all travel to Catalonia. In the region's largest city, Barcelona, reporter Jerry Haddon's 15-year-old son and a bunch of his friends caught the virus. Then Jerry and the other parents found a novel approach to the situation.
Normally, when you test positive for COVID-19, you don't celebrate. And yet that's the sound of our COVID-positive teenager, Nino, and three friends quarantining at our house in the hills above Barcelona. I'm outside the front gate, detecting a mix of trap music, PlayStation soccer, and something akin to singing. The boys got COVID at soccer camp. Normally, they would have gone straight home, but that would have meant quarantining along with any family members they've had contact with for 10 full days. Moms, dads, siblings, all stuck inside their urban apartments during a heat wave. To avoid that, we came up with an idea. I brought the boys straight from camp to our place. I'm vaccinated and had COVID just a month ago, but still, we traveled double-masked with windows down during the drive. Meanwhile, my partner, Anne, stocked the house with food. While the boys quarantined, we couch surfed next door and checked in regularly.
¿Qué tal? Buenos días. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Qué tal?
Everything okay? I asked them from outside the front door. The kitchen's a little dirty, our son says, but we mopped. Anyone feeling sick, I ask. Otto, you look pale. I just woke up, he says, at 1 p.m. In general, the boys seem pretty psyched, and it's no wonder. The fridge is full, there's a little pool in the yard, inside, the PlayStation, Netflix, and no parents. A 15-year-old's dream. Because we've got the house all to ourselves, Otto says, and we haven't had to worry about getting anyone else sick. We've gone swimming and played a little soccer, adds Gabby. This is much better than being alone, which is really boring. They are on their own, but not really. As the days pass, parents take turns delivering home-cooked meals. Pau even gets a cake. It's his 15th birthday. It's an unexpected moment of happiness, of togetherness, during times of global duress and isolation. So many young people everywhere are now falling ill. In Spain, nearly half of all new coronavirus cases are people under the age of 29. Most have yet to be vaccinated. But Spain's health minister, Carolina Darias, is quick to remind young people of another problem, their own behavior.
Some of the images we've seen have shocked us. Once again, I call on young people to behave responsibly.
Darias is referring to TV reports showing all-night beach parties, parks crowded with maskless teens. Getting the young to change their behavior is proving tough. The teens in quarantine at our house have their own struggle, keeping their side of a deal we made.
Nino! Make sure the house is clean. Make sure the house is clean, okay? Clean up a little bit every day so the house doesn't become a big mess.
That was day one. Things went south from there fast. But by the time the quarantine is over, the house is, how can I put it, not a total disaster? The boys found their stride. The dishes are mostly done. The floors were mopped at some point. Our dogs, alive. Maybe the young can show similar discipline outside. Surprise Spain's health minister and everyone else, remembering their masks and social distancing until they're vaccinated. It gives this dad some hope. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.